Freedom Scientific has released JAWS for Windows 4.01. It offers support for the home and professional editions of Windows XP, as well as some feature enhancements, particularly in the web access area, such as heading navigation and the automatic speaking of access keys on websites. This is a free update for 4.0 users, and it can be downloaded from www.freedomscientific.com. A handheld computer designed for use by Indian villagers could also help the blind and visually impaired around the world. The Simputer is a rugged, personal digital assistant with software that can read aloud the contents of a web page. It was developed by India-based company Encore Software and uses parts manufactured by electronics giant Sharp. Encore chairman Vinay Deshande said it aims to develop the product to offer text-to-speech in Southeast Asian languages as well as the various languages spoken in India. It's envisaged that one Simputer will be used among many villages, and so it's been designed to be dust and drop resistant. It uses the Linux operating system and will be available from March in a monochrome or colour screen. The starting price is expected to be around $200. Eager to block video piracy, the Hollywood studios and TV networks are trying to alter the design of digital TVs, recorders and computers to stop programs broadcast over the air from being swapped over the internet. The effort is the latest fallout from Napster and other file-sharing sites that have spurred millions of consumers to copy an incalculable amount of music and video for free through the net. Online piracy experts say that more than 1 million movie files are copied online every day. Working with consumer electronics and high-tech companies, the studios hope to reach consensus on a technology for protecting digital TV broadcasts by the end of March, with products incorporating it as early as next year. The Inter-Industry Broadcast Protection Discussion Group is considering a proposal from News Corp that would use electronic tags within a digital TV broadcast to indicate whether a program could be copied through the net or not. Supporters of the proposal want the US federal government to mandate that all digital TV sets, receivers and computers be capable of reading and obeying those tags. Although the studios and TV networks are supported to some degree by consumer electronics and technology companies, critics warn that the effort ultimately could hurt consumers who've already bought sets, as well as stifling innovation. Executives from legal music downloading services said last Thursday it'll take time before their businesses fully tap into the market. Analysts have already scaled back growth projections for the digital music market. MusicNet and PressPlay launched last month, later than analysts had expected, and with download restrictions that turn off many music fans accustomed to free MP3s online. Andy Schuin, president and chief executive of PressPlay, said that luring subscribers would be easier once the file-sharing networks offering unauthorized content, such as Nutella and Morpheus, are stamped out. Alan McGlade, president and chief executive of MusicNet, said his company would need millions of subscribers for his service to succeed. The target, he said, wouldn't be reached until at least 2003. Meanwhile, one popular song swapping service, Amsterdam-based Kazaa, has temporarily suspended its service this week, pending a Dutch court's decision on a copyright suit filed against it. Schuin says the same young people he hopes to sell his service to are also to blame for much of the industry's online piracy problems. Schuin and McGladen spoke as part of a roundtable discussion on digital music hosted by Jupiter Media Matrix. Analysts pointed out that there would be no overnight success in the move of subscription services, and the digital downloads are not yet poised to overtake the compact disc format. Eliza Communications' online store for digital music has opened a service to test the commercial distribution of music to mobile phones. The Emma.fm mobile service delivers digital music tracks to the Nokia 5510 phone and Nokia Music Player HDR1 in a protected format. The service allows customers in Finland to pay for purchased tracks via their mobile phone bill, internet banking accounts or credit card. The music bought from Emma.fm is downloaded onto the user's computer and then transferred to the device. When users download a track for the first time, they receive the Emma Player, which allows them to manage their tracks and transfer them through the PC to their phone. The FBI's National Infrastructure Protection Center on Thursday advised providers of water, energy, transportation, finance, and other critical infrastructures to evaluate the content of their websites from a security perspective. According to the NIPC advisory, details on critical infrastructures, emergency response plans, and other data of potential use to persons with criminal intent are currently available on the internet. Such information is a potential vulnerability, the NIPC said, noting that it has received reports of US infrastructure information being accessed by people outside the country. The NIPC's advisory was entitled Considering the Unintended Audience, and it follows an FBI alert issued last week to local law enforcement and some private sector firms requesting that they validate intelligence received by the government that there may be new efforts to attack US infrastructure, according to Phyllis Schneck, co-chair of the FBI's InfraGuard program. A fight has broken out between a key net standards body and web address administrators in Europe. European domain name registries, including Nominet, which runs the popular .uk address system, are refusing to pay fees to the Internet Corporation for assigned names and numbers, saying the group has not done enough to guarantee the stability of the servers that link domains. The fight over fees marks the latest battle for ICANN, which has been bruised recently by its attempts to expand the number of domain name suffixes. Last year, ICANN introduced 7 new top-level domains and chose a handful of companies to administer them. But the new addresses have become caught in a web of setbacks, including launch delays and legal tangles. The Europeans are primarily concerned about the stability of the database that lies behind the net's 13 root servers. The servers act as a yellow pages of the internet, showing one domain how to reach addresses in another domain. Without root servers, net surfers wouldn't be able to reach websites. Separate companies and their employees operate these root servers and maintain a database of domains in conjunction with them. The Internet Software Consortium, an open source development group, operates one of the 13 root servers, and it says its root server answers more than 272 million queries every day. The European registries are asking ICANN to establish standards aimed at ensuring root server reliability and to sign contracts with the server operators. Since some root server operators are volunteers, the registries want to ensure that the systems continue to operate, even if the volunteers decide to give up their positions. Broadband net connections have grown 500% in a year in France, and now 1 in 8 French homes are equipped with a high-speed internet link. The revolution began with cable companies, but it is the ADSL connections offered by the phone company France Telecom that have fueled the recent spectacular growth. Some 700,000 French homes are now equipped with a cable or ADSL high-speed connection. The French were slow to venture online at first, partly because of the success of Minitel, a limited precursor to the World Wide Web. Mitsubishi Electric Corporation and Inari Incorporated of the United States will develop a modem for home power lines with a transmission speed of 10 megabits per second or faster. The device is slated for release in North America and Asia in the spring of 2002. Mitsubishi Electric teamed with Inari to jointly develop a modem for power line communication, which uses a frequency bandwidth ranging from 1.7 MHz to 30 MHz. It will offer a 2 megabits per second modem for power lines in North America and Asia in the spring of 2002, and it plans to introduce a 50 megabits per second power line modem too. Mitsubishi Electric is taking charge of production and sale, and Inari for development and supply of the home-use chip. China has issued its most intrusive internet controls to date, ordering internet service providers to screen private email for political content and holding them responsible for subversive postings on their websites. The new rules posted last week on the website of the Ministry of Information Industry represent Beijing's latest efforts to tighten its grip on the only major medium in China not already under the control of the state. The regulations also create new difficulties for a competitive industry trying to attract more overseas investment. Foreign software makers must now guarantee in writing that their products will not contain hidden programs that would allow spying or hacking into Chinese computers. The rules also require computers playing an important role in Chinese networks to use only domestic software. Microsoft's chief software architect, Bill Gates, sent a company-wide memo last week calling on developers to do a better job of writing safe, secure software. The memo comes just weeks after an embarrassing flaw was found in the company's flagship product, Windows XP. In the past, Microsoft has been criticized for piling extra features into software at the expense of security. In the memo, Gates said the new emphasis was, quote, more important than any other part of our work. If we don't do this, people simply won't be willing or able to take advantage of all the other great work we do, unquote. Gates also referred to the 11th of September terrorist attacks as another impetus to stress security. He noted that events from last year, from the terror attacks to the virus outbreaks, quote, reminded every one of us how important it is to ensure the integrity and security of our critical infrastructure, whether it's the airlines or computer systems, unquote. And finally, your cable modem could be getting a lot faster. The latest cable modem specifications aimed at boosting upstream data rates is now ready for testing. Cable Television Laboratories Incorporated has announced that its Data Over Cable Service Interface Specification 2.0 is now complete, and interoperability testing will begin later this quarter. If all goes well, the Louisville, Colorado-based Cable Technology Consortium plans to begin certification testing for DOCSIS 2.0 modems and cable modem contamination systems in the third quarter. DOCSIS 2.0 adds advanced physical layer capabilities that can triple the upstream channel where data flows from the user to the network. A network using DOCSIS 2.0 can provide 30 megabits per second throughput in both directions, allowing for more two-way communication applications such as video conferencing and peer-to-peer computing. This upstream capability boost is seen as crucial for cable operators wanting to develop symmetrical data services for small to medium-sized businesses. All that lovely bandwidth. That's News Briefs for another week.